and swim across some points, and our Adelaide is rolling along. We will fight, we have heart, we're united from the start, and our Adelaide is rolling along. Let the nation see our best artillery. Shout out our numbers loud and strong. Shout it out. For wherever you go, you will always know that United is rolling along.
And welcome to Always United. This is episode 6 or 7. I can't remember right now, but it doesn't really matter. Anyway, on the last week of the A-League season, leading into the finals, and my God, what a tight-ass series it is. We're in close finals it is. Anyway, joining me tonight is Jason.
Hello, hello.
And Aaron.
Hello, everybody.
And as I said, what a very tight final series this is. Basically, it's going to be do or die this week, but firstly, let's take a look at last week, and we went up to Sydney, played Sydney FC, and the following happened.
Numbers forward, but certainly it's very difficult to do that over an extended period of time, and they backed off now and just soaking up some pressure. Rhino's ball in is a dangerous one, and Jitte on the follow-up. Now he has the Adelaide goal-scoring record outright. Goal number 31 for the Reds. Jitte. Marone. Gets around Woodcock. Kamau central if he can find him. Oh, it's a poor attempt at a clearance by Anderson. He recovered well enough. And then Jitte on the follow-up. And he has two, and so do the Reds. Clinical finishing. And they'll go into the break in top spot on the A-League ladder.
And so, yeah, that happened. Bruce scored a double as we defeated Sydney 2-0. Bruce scoring in the 20... Oh, I had it here 5 seconds ago, and of course now I can't find it. In the... where is it again? Someone help me here. 26th minute and then and the 45th minute. So, yeah. By the way, in front of a pitiful 8,981... people at the Allianz.
Is that the official crowd number? It looked a lot less than that, to be
honest. Well, I was impressed. Their Allianz TIFO worked out really well this last time. Oh, wait. that was the seats. Anyway, so did we all see the game? I mean, I watched the game outside in the MPM Melbourne with no commentary, with the Footscray, Western Bulldog St Kilda game commentary going on in the background on another screen, but it was what it was, so...
Yes, I enjoyed this one at the Hope Inn with all the Red Army. It was a good night. Good game. A professional performance.
As Simon Hill just said, we were clinical.
Yes, exactly. I think the team knew that Sydney weren't going to really trouble us too much as long as we played our game.
And also, their fate.
I think. They've definitely got one. I can tell you right now, they've got one eye on Friday night. So they've done what they had to do, pretty much.
And also, they had their Sydney's fate was sealed before the game because Victory won away at Wellington. So once that result came in, that's it. Sydney were down and out officially. Like we all thought they were down and out as it was anyway, but they were officially down and out. And basically, they've just now thrown. I mean, I guess they've thrown their baskets in the Champions League one, but I think they've had it there for a couple of weeks to begin with anyway. Aaron?
Clinical? Yeah, maybe. I mean, I wasn't that impressed with the performance again. We got the job done, so that's what it's better about. Same as last week where I said about, you know, the 15-minute passage against Central Coast. Same sort of thing again. But defensively, I thought we were a lot better. A lot better this week. Going forward, I don't know. But defensively, it looked like we tried changing things up again, which was all right.
Well, I mean, they did have that early bit. Like, the first 10, 15, say 20-odd minutes, they had a couple of chances that went close. A couple brought out some saves in Eugene, a couple went the other side of the bar. No, the post, sorry. But once we got that, I know it was a rebound goal that Bruce scored his first one, but once he basically got that goal, from there on in, there was no other winner but us, looking even remotely likely. And
definitely.
And I mean, once obviously Bruce scored it, the second half was literally like, right, job's done. Let's just see out the game. Like, yeah. And Sydney didn't even really attempt to, like, they were like, yeah, no, we're down and out. We're caring about, you know, Champions
League. We have got that one eye on Friday, and I think, yeah, second half was basically consolidating the win. You know, like, it was pretty standard stuff, you know. And to be honest, it's good management, really, from the boss to do that. Because now we can focus all our energy on Friday.
Yeah, and we are looking. We will look forward to that in a moment. But yeah, I mean, God, I don't know if my nerves can take this.
I don't know. I'm a lot calmer now because at the end of we've just got to do a job Friday now.
Well,
you know,
at work. I mean. Look, even if we don't win the Premier's Plate, even if we win our game but don't win the Premier's Plate, finish second, I'll take top two. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? I mean, the last thing I really want is to finish third and face Victory first round of the finals. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, now to
we want that home game though. You know,
yeah,
we can't really be afford to. I know we've traveled well this year, but. I think we need a home game, even if it's at Adelaide Oval, you know.
Which
apparently the club don't even know, because there's a fair shot that our first home game will be, our first finals game will be at home, but even the club don't know where it's going to be at this stage. So yeah, could be interesting.
Well, you know what? I'm going to do this real quickly. Because I reckon we can half work it out here as we are right now. So
I'd say there's a fairly good shot of it being in Adelaide, but we don't.
I was working out where they would be played if on the dates that the finals are available. So the first, say we finish third, and we'd be playing on. It just says we would have to be.
I'd say it would be the Friday night. The Oval is used Saturday night.
That's what I want to see. So, Adelaide Oval will be in use next Saturday night.
Yep.
Because the Crows are at home. The week after, it would be in use on the Saturday night because John Port's playing Geelong. And for the final itself, it is...
The game will be on the
Saturday. It's on the Saturday against Frio. So... Yeah. Outside of those dates, will obviously not be our game. Obviously, I was kind of hoping... Well, I mean, I'm glad that this time they've actually left, like, May 1st open, just in case. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they've done that. They've done that with all the major...
Yeah, well, that was probably unintelligent of them last year, or last season. They fixed it up this season, isn't it? So, I mean... We'll see. Now, coming up is this week, obviously, we're playing Melbourne City. Now, we're going to go through... I'm going to go through and work all this out to work out the final series. Just to steal a line, you need to take the goals for and the goals average, put them in line with the groundskeeper from all around the grounds, and work out the spanners in a Sig Chrome toolkit. what actually has to happen? Okay, so currently as it sits, the results that could affect us. So that goes all the way down to Perth, who are in fifth spot. Obviously, the Roar on top, 47 points. We're second with 46. Western Sydney are third with 45. Melbourne City with 44. And Glory with 43 points. In fifth. So, we beat Melbourne. We'll be top at least top two at a minimum. We draw. Hell, we can still win the title if we draw. I just seen our goal difference. We draw. And Western Sydney don't win. And Melbourne City wouldn't get enough points. Yeah, and Western Sydney don't win. We will still be... Top two? Actually, if Brisbane don't win, we can still be top two. Oh, God's sakes, I've got to rework this out again now.
It's hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very hard to figure it out.
Put it this way. We win, we can finish top or second. We draw, and we can still finish top or second or third. Obviously, we don't want a loss. That will not help anyone. So, yeah, if we win, we very much could be relying on Melbourne Victory to win to hand us the Premier's Plate.
Or at least draw.
And there's some words I never thought I would ever come out of my mouth.
Oh my word.
Yeah.
Not a bad weekend to be in Melbourne, Ilaria. Tell you what.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad that I live here. The sad thing is, I was kind of like, before it worked out the way it did, I was kind of like, you know, I kind of want Melbourne City to win, so like they host the finals. I'm already here. I don't have to cop travel expenses, but I'll happily take nicking off back to Adelaide quickly for a day.
Yeah.
Oh, you know,
I took travel in situation that weekend, so yeah, I prefer it to be in Melbourne. But
yeah, I know. But as I've told people that I know, I'm like, look, I'll be gone, you know, because I mean, a mate of mine's also coming to stay with me that week, and so I was like, look, I'll be gone for a day, and I'll be back before you even wake up. So, because it would just be flying on the final day, enjoy the final, nick off first flight. So, but yeah, so basically, Adelaide need a win or draw at worst. At worst, we want to draw, but obviously, we'd rather take the 3 points. We're playing Melbourne City, who didn't go rather well in Perth last week. So they're not in the greatest of form. I mean, ended up being 3-2, but realistically, like, it was done and dusted.
Oh, they got hammered. That 3-2 really flatters them, because they were not good. But they're a funny old team, Melbourne City. Like, I don't know, like, they're such a wild card. You don't know what the hell, you know which one's going to turn up, really.
Well, no, it could be the one that, you know, played us last time we played. Mm. Or it could be the one that played Perth. So, obviously, we're going to...
Maybe, hopefully, you know, Amy Park's been kind to us in the past.
Yeah. I'll happily take it. I mean, like I said, if it puts us second, we will be in the spot that wouldn't have victory, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
Mm.
Well, actually, it would. Because it's first place, the lower place team, and second versus the higher place team. So, yes.
Depends what Melbourne Victory turn up on Saturday.
Yeah, well, I mean, as I was telling people, like, this is the first time that all six teams have got winning records, and all six teams have a legit chance that you can't write any of them off, because. Like, there's, like, no one here, you just look up, you look and go, and, yeah, they're making the numbers. Now, Victory haven't had the best of seasons, and I can't say I'm too concerned with that, you know. But, like, write them off at your own peril. Like, you're kind of asking for it if you write them off.
Oh, absolutely.
Second, we won't have to play them until the grand final.
Yes. We could also finish first and not have to play them if they lose first to the elimination final too, wouldn't we? So,
however, you know. If they win, we'd have to play them in the semi.
I know. I know.
if Adelaide United could just friggin' win on Friday and make it a lot less complicated.
If Adelaide United could just win the next fucking 4 weeks without even thinking about it, I'd be rather appreciative. Like,
absolutely.
I think I'd, like, not be done, but you know what I mean? I'd just be so satisfied for the next, like, 10 years.
The podcast would no longer be talking about current results. We'd just be talking about the grand final for the next, you know, two seasons.
Could you imagine
that? Yeah.
Well, because the last game that Adelaide play, we will be doing a show after it to basically review our season. So can you imagine if that's after the grand final with a victory? Oh, God. It'd have to be a two-hour show, because the first hour would just be celebrations alone. Like, it'd be how many celebration songs could I shoehorn into an episode?
Maybe we'd do a live one from the Hope Inn.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
On a Wednesday, because we'll still be going.
Celebrating.
I'll be back in Melbourne and I'll Skype it in. And I'll be half cut here while I'm at it anyway. But anyway, so like we said, Melbourne City. It depends. Like, this is obviously, my nerves are through the roof.
Well, they are now. They weren't before. They are bloody now. Oh, now.
No. They have been through the roof. Basically, they have been through the roof since the reality set into me that we could, you know, what we could go and do. That reality has been there for a few weeks. As in, like, oh, shit, we could actually finish top. Oh, shit, that would have to mean, you know, like, all that stuff. Yeah, nah, nerves through the roof.
if we did do it, wouldn't that most be the most incredible thing? Story
for A-League terms, it would be. For A-League terms, it would be. Yeah,
No, even worldwide, like, we went top, you know, I've seen things on the net from all over the world saying, yeah, this team was bottom first 8 games, and look at them now, like, it's...
Well,
it would be such an achievement.
Our legendary player that's in charge of us managed to do what an ex-player who was rather good couldn't do at Valencia.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. And he had the same kind of winning start, or the same kind of streak at the start, too. And, yeah, I mean, what are our predictions for Melbourne City? And I want your predictions for Melbourne City, and then what do you think is going to happen, like, for the other games that affect us through the rest of the week? So, basically, I want to know what you think the result of our game will be, and where you think we'll actually finish come the end of the round.
I'm going to go optimistic. Jason's going to have a go here.
Oh, shit.
I reckon it's going to be 2-1 to Adelaide. And I do think Brisbane, Melbourne, or Melbourne Victory will be a 1-1 draw.
So basically...
That would put us top.
That would put us as the champions. Yeah. Or the premiers, sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Aaron.
Okay. I'm going a 1-1 draw.
Yeah.
Brisbane to lose to the Victory.
And that's the win on goal diff.
However,
yeah.
Western Sydney to win.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you bastard. You prick. I don't want to have to go to Sydney.
I'll leave the suspense a little bit.
I don't want to have to go to Sydney for a final. Piss off.
Yeah, that'd be the worst.
Yeah, as I've stated before, I dislike going anything northeast of the South Australian Victorian border. So that includes New South Wales and Queensland, a lot of it. Shit. Us to win 1-0. And our good mate wife beating Archie to do us a favour and score us a winner. I guess
that'd be ultimate irony, wouldn't it?
Yeah, against Brisbane. Yep. And me and Sean to be bashed as we're celebrating in the wherever victory section we go in, because like I'm assuming they won't put us in the Brisbane section, so I might go sit North Terrace and see how they like it. Nah.
No. Yeah, but you'd be supporting Melbourne, so I'd be all right, surely.
No, I'll be sitting nicely, nicely quiet on the wings. I still haven't decided because I'll be quiet till final result, but because I think Spiro is going to be with us as well. So we haven't decided if we're wearing our shirts underneath and then like revealing them after the result.
Let's hope he doesn't fall over railings. Huh?
Well, yeah, as long as Spiro doesn't go over the railings.
I sent him just before. I was just like, yeah, make sure you keep your arms and legs inside the vehicle, mate.
at all times. Oh, but yeah.
Just for anyone that's not following, Spiro at Amy Park at the beginning of the season, FA Cup game.
Yeah.
He took a bit of a tumble over the fence.
Where the away section is, where those railing is, where the ambos and all comes in through the walkway. Spirit had a tumble over that. Let's put it that way. There is footage of it if you wish to find it. It's on the Red Army page. You can type in.
If you ask nicely on the page, I'm sure someone would love to share it with you. Sorry, Spiro, by the way. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. It is rather humorous footage. And I mean, the coppers that I know here in Melbourne already said they do have footage, and they won't give me the actual one because the other one has it from Spiro's side, like, so you can see all the facial reactions he has on the way down. So I want to see that. Because the coppers are like, you have no idea how funny it is. I'm like, well, give us the footage. I'm like, I don't care. Like, what type of reward do you need to get for giving me this footage? And they're like, nah, we can't. And I'm like, bitch. I'll find it one way or another. One day I'm going to get it. Anyway.
You have to join the police force, mate, I think.
because I'd meet the medical requirement, wouldn't I? one look at the heart condition, they'd be like, nope. Anyway. So, yeah. Nervous as F. Nervous.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of, it's just, you know, is it the biggest game we've had in the last...
For us, in a very long time, yeah.
You know, like, outside of, you know, maybe FFA Cup final, it's probably our biggest game since 2009 A-League Grand Final, to be honest.
Our biggest game since, you mean our biggest game since Judas made a return to Highmarsh?
That's right, yeah. I'd say this is almost bigger.
Of course it is. I mean, like, but I mean, that will tell you how where we've been as a club for a while, where our biggest game was the return of our ex-player who left. and was, like, to make sure we won so he could stick it up him. Besides the FFA Cup final, the other thing I'm looking at this is, I know, you know, we talked about, you know, South Australians and typical and all that stuff. I applied a slight Jose feel to it, as in, like, Chelsea had to win the League Cup before they went and won the Premier League. So I've gone with Adelaide had to win the FFA Cup and, you know, get winners amongst its team, and now we can go do the next bit. So that's how I'm going to sell it to myself, you know, like, make me try and believe and all that stuff. But it still doesn't mean I'm not as nervous as fuck.
Yeah, no.
Like, God.
Gonna be a big few days. That's for sure.
I don't think I've ever heard this said before, but it's gonna be a big week in football. I know Jason has no idea what that reference is, but that's okay. that's okay. He doesn't have to. I was gonna say, NPL review, but there was NPL, but we weren't involved in it because we're not allowed to be. Because
that's right, yeah. It was FFA Cup or FF? No, yeah, FFA Cup qualifying.
It's
called these days. It's South Australian Federation Cup, though.
Yeah, but it's FFA Cup qualifying.
So we're not allowed to be involved in that. So we have a nice week off.
For anyone that doesn't realise, obviously we're not involved in that because our seniors team is involved in the FFA Cup automatically. So. There's no need for us to play in said our youth team to play in said tournament, although I'm sure it'll come a time soon enough once further down the line where they do. However, this week on Saturday, this will be happening.
Our Australia regional round of the PlayStation 4 National Premier League South Australia comes to Renmark on Saturday, April 9th at the Renmark Football Oval with Adelaide United taking on West Adelaide. Adults $10, concession $5 and kids under 16 free. Plus, don't forget dinner dance from 6:30 p.m. with all players attending. Saturday, April 9th at the Renmark Football Oval. Adelaide United taking on West Adelaide. Tickets available from Renmark Coringa Visitor Centre and all Riverland Soccer Clubs.
That.
Mate, the production values on this thing are just tenfold this week.
I got clips coming everywhere soon. Soon you never know, we'll have a vlogcast going on soon enough.
Yeah.
You two guys see more NPL, and certainly those two teams especially, than I certainly do. So
yeah, yeah.
To tell us about it. Well, you know what? How about we do Jason take care of Adelaide United and Aaron can preview West Adelaide?
Adelaide United, they're in good form. Getting some good results against, you know, good sides. I think there could be a bit of a danger. We did find out at the Croydon game that we'd lost Jordan Pudler to Adelaide City. Which I think is a big loss for us, but great move for him as well. Well done to Jordan for that. But
is that because
I think we're going to miss him.
Out of interest, do you know why we lost him? Is that because of certain rules? Go on, say as much as you can without dropping us in it. How does that sound?
I, think it. Personally, something to do with the new. It's something to do with the new coach.
Are you saying?
That's the one I'm going to say.
Are you saying there was a palpable discourse?
I think because I don't know if people actually know this, but Jordan, towards the end of the youth league, season, he actually left the club to go and sign for Perth Glory. He left, and I think he got mucked around with by Kenny Lowe.
Perth Glory. So you're telling me Tony Sage could have been screwing something up as always?
Yeah.
No.
But basically, yeah, so he ended up coming back 2 weeks later, and because he was on the bench for the Youth League final, for anyone that watched that. But I don't know, maybe there's something there, but who knows? You know, who knows with unfortunately with Adelaide United, you just never know. But yeah, with a new coach coming in as well, maybe it just didn't fit the system.
Okay.
You know, maybe that, you know, it could have something to do as well that they weren't going to offer him an A-League youth contract. So could be any number of reasons, really.
Yeah. I'm happy to go with palpable discourse anytime there's a disagreement with the manager and player.
I mean, honestly, to go, I'm pretty sure he will slot straight into the starting lineup at Adelaide City. So honestly, that's probably a step up, really.
Get some playing time, so that's all he needs.
Mm. And it's good to see all these guys that were in that won the State League with us last year. They're all of them pretty much slotting in. You know, the ones that we've had to let go, they've all slotted into the first team football in the NPL. So, you know, it's good to see. Good to see the system working, you know.
And just hope now he can get players that stay with the club and they can push up and kick on.
That's right. I mean, yeah, with the restrictions, that's going to be hard to do that, but, you know.
Yeah, well, it's one of those ones where we're going to have to see the talent early and then make our choice, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, I think we've got a good shot to give West Adelaide a good go. By all accounts, they're not, you know, they're having a bit of a tough time at the moment, but I'll let Aaron touch on that.
Yeah. We'll let the Greek talk about the Greeks. Anyway, you keep telling us about. Do you have any idea of what you think will be a possible sort of lineup-ish? I don't know if that's too much to ask.
depends who plays A League. Nah, I couldn't say it.
That's all. Any players?
Dylan Smith will start.
Anyone should be really looking forward to? Dylan Smith.
Dylan Smith is one to look out for. Ruan Tonjic at the back.
That's what his name. Right.
Benny Warland, if he's not suspended.
His suspension should be over, shouldn't it? No, wait.
It is. I'm joking. Riley McGree, you would have seen him come on in the Western Sydney A-League game.
For a minute.
Marco Ching. They're the ones to look out for. Look, it's a good young side. Lots of good young players.
Okay. Aaron?
I'd also suggest for the Adelaide United youth team side that, from what I understand, they're actually travelling up on the Saturday morning. So I'd say that players that are on the bench, youth team eligible on the bench, will probably get a red-eye flight in the morning. And then probably get up on the bus with them.
Yeah.
To get to Renmark. That's what I'd suggest, but again, that might not happen.
Okay. Aaron,
okay, so
tell me about West Adelaide.
Bit of a tough start compared to what I think most people would have expected. Mm-hmm. Slow start anyway. Few players have left over the last 3-4 weeks. I don't know the exact reason, so I'm not going to go into it.
Palpable discourse, we've told you.
But, really...
yep.
Really, going on the game experience-wise, I think, you know, Ricardo da Silva, you know, I think he's a class above pretty much anybody in this league by a fair by a fair distance.
Now, just to refresh my memory, is this the same?
If the kids can hold him, that's brilliant.
Just to refresh my memory, is this the same Ricardo da Silva that was at Adelaide City and once upon a time an Adelaide United player for a couple of weeks? Or a little while?
Yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. Five
appearances for Adelaide United.
There you are. He had a cup of coffee in the big time. Yeah, keep going.
He's himself, Tommy Briscoe as well, who, you know,
yeah,
this season's unfortunately not scoring as many goals as he'd like, but
quality player.
You know, I mean, people that follow the local leagues, like Tommy Briscoe, you give him a sniff and he's 9 times out of 10 going to put it in the back of the net.
Yeah, I think
a bit stiff not to get A-League on track.
Yeah, I think he should be in the A-League. That's just my opinion. As a non-biased, I think he should be in the A-League.
I think we also know there's a lot of players in the NPL that should probably get A-League gigs, but anyway, keep going.
True.
Yeah. Look, defensively we've been really good this year,
mm-hmm.
which I'm a little shocked at, considering last season, you know, we'd score 4 or 5 goals, but we'd be conceding 2 or 3. This year we've actually had quite a number of clean sheets already. And then cup qualifying last week, knocked off Salisbury United 4-0. Man.
Take
the chances that you normally would.
Wait a sec. It cut out after knocked off Salisbury United 4-0. So you have to repeat whatever you said from there on.
Probably could have been a lot more.
Okay.
There's a few chances that we could have scored that, you know, just wouldn't find the back of the net.
Mm-hmm.
But every week, just gradually, we've been actually improving a lot. So if we actually play like we were last year at the end of the season where we won it, I mean, I really can't see United getting within 2 goals.
Jason, have you got a prediction for the game? Because
I'm just sit on the fence with a 1-0.
Some lovely fence sitting there.
A 1-0 would be a wicked result.
It would be a great result for United.
Well, I mean, from what I do know, as I know of the league, having not lived there for a couple of years, West Adelaide were certainly looking like a team that would, you know, basically, it'd be them and, you know, maybe 1 or 2 others just kind of pulling away from the rest of the league. And last year, I kind of saw that they did that. And there's not too much that makes me think otherwise. So, you know, I'll say, you know, I'm going to go, just because I don't know enough, I'm going to go with the United draw as well, just because, you know. Realistically, I think it's probably going to be a West Adelaide smacking, yeah. But, you know.
even Melbourne folk will be able to watch this one on YouTube, I think.
Yay!
On the NPL SA website.
Guess what I'm doing?
It'll be on.
Yeah. Nice little lead into the Melbourne-Brisbane game.
Indeed.
Yes, it would be.
Yeah, well, because it's 3 o'clock kickoff, so easy done. Well, it's 3 o'clock South Australian time kickoff, whatever, but yeah.
That's right, because South Australians listen to this.
And obviously, if anyone not going to Melbourne this weekend, you know, get down to Renmark.
Up to.
You know, good 3-hour drive. Up to, sorry. You know, 2.5-3 hour drive. You know,
make a day of it.
There as well. So.
Make a day
of it. Yeah, Red, I'm going to be there.
Yeah. Make a day of it is what he's trying to tell you.
Yes. That's right.
Get up.
It's nice to have a little country travelling game. It's one of the reasons I wish the A-League was bigger, so we'd have some more teams, even some from country towns and stuff.
I'm so jealous of, like, the New South Wales teams, because, you know, they get all these away trips, you know, within their own state. Oh.
Imagine that. Adelaide United away at Mount Gambier. Bring it on.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, we all know.
Adelaide Mount Gambier. I'm going to go now. You know what I'm going to... Was it when they done the old pre-season cup and they played Perth Glory? Well, we had a Mount Gambier trip and it was freaking really good luck.
I mean, it's... I don't know how to describe it. I think they're sometimes more fun than interstate games because, like, yeah, you're away, but, you know, it's not as long to get to or whatever, so you're away, but you're not stupidly away, if you know what I mean. And
Yeah.
I don't know. I like them, but anyway, I mean, like, what else can you do about them? I just kind of wish that it wasn't the day after, you know, the Melbourne City games. So I'd have a chance to get there somehow, but oh well. Can't do much.
The timing hasn't been kind to us, but
no.
Once the A-League's over with, you know, all the time for NPL. I believe the week after is Adelaide City away, so that'd be a good laugh.
Away to Rand Park. Go see Steve. That's out. Right. Go see Red Week Steve out there for anyone who doesn't know who that is.
It'll be black and white week Steve that day.
I don't think he has a black and white wig, I believe.
No, it wasn't he buying the pink one for the away kit?
Oh, that's right.
Adelaide City away kit.
That's right. You mean for his Juve loving away kit? Anyway,
yeah.
So, I mean, that's, like I said, it's a massive week for the club and for the A-League and for results all around the place. I mean, I don't know how else to describe this. The nervousness is through the window for all of us. Some of us will be obviously at the game this weekend. I shall be. I believe I'm going to have to capo the joint while I'm at it. So we'll hope that I'm still standing at the end of it.
Yes.
It's all right. I'm taking Roberta with me, so I might get the son to, you know, get a few going. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'll be able to do it.
Oh, I know he will. We've all seen him. We've all seen him half do it and chant better than some of the adults that sit in our group. But anyway, that's a different. Get him on Tetris. Get him on Tetris. No. I want to hear
a couple of the New South Wales
lads are coming down. Yes, they are.
Supporters group are going. Yeah.
Yeah, they are. I'm aware of this. So we'll get Roberta to live a lead. What do you think of Melbourne?
That's right.
But anyway, like I said, so I mean, that's us done for now. We will be back next week to see how we played out, to see how where we sit in the finals, if we've got a week off, if we haven't, if we're premiers, if we're not, like all that stuff. We'll have an NPL review from Renmark. It will be courtesy of Aaron, who will be giving us the Adelaide United review next week, as Jason will not be able to attend Renmark.
I will be watching on the YouTube now.
Well, there you go. So maybe we can still Aaron give a review from there, and you can give a review from on YouTube kind of thing.
That's right.
And hopefully, let's just pray that this is it.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Jason, you'll know this. I'm feeling as nervous as I was just about that time that penalty shoes started out in 2012. And if you remember what I was like at the end of that, and that was a positive result, you can only imagine what I'm going to be like. remember I hit the deck and I was in tears. Tears were streaming out of my eyes.
Hopefully we get to repeat that feeling.
Indeed. Anyway, we are getting out of here. We will catch you next week. So for Jason,
goodbye.
And for Aaron,
see you later.
Thanks for the clap as well. And for me, Ilario, thank you everyone, and we will catch you next week. Bye.
And the Reds.
And the Reds.